Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. It is 54 degrees in Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jimmy Kimmel was back on the air last night following a suspension for comments made about Charlie Kirk's shooter. However, says ABC's Lana Moise,
Kimmel was not on the air nationwide. Two companies that own ABC stations are still preempting the show. Sinclair saying discussions with ABC are ongoing as we evaluate the show's potential return. And Nexstar wants assurance that all parties are committed to fostering an environment of respectful, constructive dialogue in the markets we serve.
The suspension overseen by Disney, the parent company of ABC News. Hong Kong is just getting battered right now by Typhoon Ragasa, causing deaths in Taiwan and the Philippines and hundreds of thousands of evacuations in southern China as well. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will address the UN General Assembly today. On Tuesday, he met with President Trump, and afterwards, Trump appeared to change his mind on the conflict, now saying Ukraine can win back all of the territory it's lost to Russia so far. This is ABC News. A woman from Missouri has been sentenced in the fraud scheme involving Elvis Presley's Memphis estate. ABC's Michelle Franzen has the details.
Prosecutors say Lisa Finley made a brazen attempt to fraudulently put Elvis Presley's Graceland estate up for auction last year. Finley pleaded guilty to one count of mail fraud in U.S. District Court in Memphis back in February. A federal judge Tuesday sentenced the 54-year-old to nearly 5 years in federal prison, with 3 years supervised probation. As part of a plea deal, prosecutors agreed to dismiss one count of aggravated identity theft that was previously filed against her. No members of the Presley family were present during the hearing. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Canadian privacy authorities say TikTok's efforts to keep children off the platform have been inadequate. Canada's Federal Privacy Commission is pushing the company to do more to better explain how it collects sensitive personal information, especially to kids. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value. Good morning from WRCO Radio, 5 minutes after 7. Oh, it's another day for the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest from WRCO Radio. You could be one of the daily winners of a piece of gold jewelry or $200 in cash or even some tickets for an upcoming Green Bay, Minnesota game in November. So this hour's keyword as we kick off the morning on a Wednesday is morning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G. Morning, like good morning, beautiful, or oh, what a beautiful morning. Not I'm in mourning for Hank's quiz from yesterday. No, nothing like that. Morning is the word today. It's the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest on WRCO. Download the Civic Media app, find WRCO, use the text button at the bottom of the screen to send the keyword morning, and you can also do that by texting us at 608-647-4155. That'll work as well. Coming up, today's weather picture.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Court in Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, your hometown partners for comfort and style. From family homes to weekend cabins, we bring you trusted brands, personal service, and small-town care you can count on. Visit us today on Main Street in Richland Center. Court in Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, your hometown partners for comfort and style. From family homes to weekend cabins, we bring you trusted brands, personal service, and small-town care you can count on. Visit us today on Main Street in Richland Center.
Today, the Richland Area Farmers Market is open from 1:30 until 5:30 on the large grassy corner of Orange and Court Streets, across from Center Pharmacy and next to Quick Trip. High-quality local foods and fresh flowers will be featured, including beets, broccoli, cabbage, microgreens, breads, pies, jams, honey, maple syrup, teas, baked goods, and more. Food share, EBT, SNAP, and Quest cards are accepted. Thanks to the Richland County Medical Society. Bonus bucks, double benefits up to $10 on fresh fruits, vegetables, and herbs. The Youth Food Token Program is sponsored by the Rotary Club of Richland County, available for children ages 4 to 17. Boomerang bags also bring a market coupon. Where is George hiding this week? Find out at the market today from 1:30 until 5:30 on the corner of Orange and Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Today, a high of 72. It'll be partly cloudy and mild. North winds 6 to 12 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 50 with foggy patches. Thursday, partly cloudy to sunny and pleasant, a high of 75. 53 Thursday night and clear. And then we hit the low 80s Friday through Monday. Right now, WRCO Studios, after a little bit of fog here, although patchy fog exists out there. Again, I lost some extra time. Some of the suspect areas have a little bit of fog yet this morning. We were at 53 briefly. Right now, it is 54 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. 9 minutes after 7 on a Wednesday morning with WRCO.
from a dirt road, corn crop boots ain't ever seen easy street. Where Skeeter gets slapped about as fast as a star drops, roots run deep in this family tree. Ooh, bust your ass, still won't make a killing. Ooh, it's a lifestyle, it ain't a living. From the red, white, and blue, flying high at the farm, to the Boone Crockett stud on the wall in the barn, where the magnolias bloom, there's a lamp on the lawn, where your buddy and your boat both got the name John. In God we trust, Detroit we rust, redneck letter testifying. From the barn in the cut till the day that I'm dust, I'ma stay country or die trying. About time in a pine box, sure as hell ain't scared to go. I'm a hard-headed, God-fearing man from the boondocks. Chisel those words on my cobble headstone. Ooh, Bible and an almanac up on the shelf.
Shelton, today is Gallbladder Good Health Day. Lash Stylist Days. Get your eyelashes all good to go today. It's Kiss Day as well. Not the rock group, but the actual sign of affection there. And let's see what else. National Bluebird of Happiness Day. National Cherries Jubilee Day. All right, so a few things to celebrate today, giving you the word on those things. And then, oh yes, World School Milk Day as well. Yeah, we had milk breaks. I presume they still do back in school, but I had to drink white milk all week to get chocolate on Friday. And I couldn't drink the white milk because it was homogenized and I was used to it right out of the bulk tank. So just couldn't do it. So I didn't get chocolate milk either on Friday. Now, just to treat myself, I go buy it any day of the week. Yes. Anyway, this is Morgan Wallen. Stay tuned for Fact or Henko.
Rumors going all over town. Can't keep my name out the mouth these days. Yeah, they say. I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel a kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Yeah, I just wanna love somebody who won't leave a hole in my heart. I just wanna love. shining lights like they tend to be. Yeah. I need someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes, it just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights, even when she's up against me. I don't know why it feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty.
Black back on WRCO FM 100.9. It is 7:20. Again, that word to text in and win in our statewide multi-state contest. Today is morning. Get that through the WRCO app, the WRCO text line as well, 608-647-4155. And again, the word is morning. We'll see what old Hank is up to, plus a look at birthdays and anniversaries in just a few.
This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Think of your furnace as the heart of your home. In the winter, it's essential to bringing warmth. During the summer, it plays an important role in moving cool air from your condenser. And all year long, your furnace could provide constant air circulation to keep you more comfortable. Therefore, it's important to have it serviced yearly by one of our trained HVAC technicians. We service all makes and models. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating today, 647-6345.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
From private beach homes and oceanfront condos on Florida's Panhandle to the frozen tundra near Green Bay's Lambeau Field, Call Properties offers luxury vacation rentals for everyone. With stunning views of Navarre Beach, Panama City Beach, Green Bay and Seneca, Wisconsin, plus local stays at the Ramada White House in Richland Center and Round Barn Lodge in Spring Green. Unforgettable locations are just a booking away. Learn more at kfprentals.com. That's kfprentals.com.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, they help you live life to the fullest. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
September is Suicide Awareness Month, a good time for the Richland Hospital and Clinics to remind of three potentially life-saving numbers, 988. Call or text 988 anytime. Someone is available to listen, support, and guide you to help. The National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is available at no cost. Whether you're struggling with mental health or emotional distress, remember 988 is standing by.
It's Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Muller & Sons Excavating, the folks who can dig up anything except your lost car keys, and Julie Karen State Farm. She's got you covered even when life throws curveballs or cow patties. Today's show promises more laughs than a goat on roller skates and just enough entertainment to make you forget about that to-do list you're ignoring. Kick back, tune in, and let Wednesday's Roundup give you the midweek giggles you deserve.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in. Rawhide.
Hey. Hey, Phil. How are you this
What's
morning?
Up there, brother?
You doing all right this morning?
I'm doing real well.
Good.
Yeah. You're not your effervescent self, though. What's going on here?
Oh, I'm here. I'm here, buddy. I've been working since 4 o'clock, so.
Really?
Yeah.
At what? You got your glasses on today.
I had a rough time putting my right contact in this morning, Philip.
Mm-hmm. You discovered the other day that...
it was backwards.
Part of the reason when you said that they were incarcerated instead of incinerated... You had one of your contacts in backwards. That'll do it.
It's been a tough week, Phil.
Figured it out.
But no, this morning...
Is it kind of like looking like a binoculars the wrong way where everything's smaller? Or
no, number one, it hurt.
Oh, it hurt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number two, I'm looking and it seems like everything's moving on the sides.
Oh,
instead of the middle.
Huh.
So, yeah, I got my left one in really good this morning. I'm popped right in.
Back right there.
Yeah, and then tried to get the right one, and it did not want to go in this morning. So I'm still working on that.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're back to the Henry Bray that we know and love, the studious version with the glasses on.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I've lost weight, Phil.
Yeah, you're looking good there.
So I haven't.
Just going to blow away in the wind.
So my New Year's resolution, I failed that.
Right.
You know, of gaining weight for the
year. To eat everything.
Yeah.
But what about when Taco Bell finally opens?
Phil, that's why I'm saving my bigger clothes.
I see. You got Culver's open again. Yep.
The tunnel's open.
It is. Okay.
Yeah, I finished the tunnel.
Uh-huh. That's what you've been doing. You've got this picture in your wall in your office,
yeah.
And then you move the picture, and there's like this hole that you dug through.
The Shawshank Redemption.
Like, or The Great Escape or something like that, where you dig a hole. Or Hogan's Heroes. They had a great tunnel system.
It was awesome.
They did, yeah. Just move stuff along, and then you can go like anywhere in Germany.
Yeah.
You know?
Or Norway, anywhere that they needed to go. Well, and then the stump. I love the stump that they had.
Yeah, that's right.
You remember that?
It's outside the Stylock 13. Mm-hmm. It's outside the fence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Hogan's Heroes. I watched that last night. The comedy that they had in those days.
One of the most unlikely TV series of all time.
100%. Yeah. It's just the comedy is just crazy.
And the two main German characters in there, Hogan, Klink and Schultz, they were both Jewish.
Were they really?
Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I was trying to find a quiz for next Tuesday, and I come along this Andy Griffith quiz, and they asked me 30 questions. I got 30 questions right. So that quiz is out.
Ah.
Because if I know them, I know you know them.
I don't know about that. I think you're more.
A huge Andy Griffith
fan. I was going to say, I think you've watched more than I have over the years. But
do you remember the wallet one where Opie finds the wallet?
No, I don't think so.
It's a purse.
Oh.
Well, that could be a question.
Okay. Yeah. Save that one then.
Yeah. Because you're going to probably go look it up. Like, how much money was in the purse?
You can watch anything anymore. Yeah. Find out.
Oh, it's crazy.
On YouTube.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. So how'd your game go last night?
It went well. Ithaca and Weston competitive volleyball. So
good.
It was good to be there.
Good. Good.
See a lot of folks
mm-hmm. there.
A little warm in the gym last night for the players.
It doesn't sound very good this coming next couple days either, if you like the cooler weather.
Well, right. No, I think summer should hang on as long as it can.
I think let fall have its day.
As long as fall's days are long until the first of January.
I was reading that if you're wanting to plant grass, now's the time to do it because of the heat in the next couple days, as long as it stays wet.
Okay.
So
yeah, and another important reminder, we had it on the news last hour, but it's a big time for birds migrating.
Yes.
Especially tonight, if you can turn off any lights that you can maybe help out in that migration process. So they're not attracted to it or run into windows or whatever they do. So yeah.
Yeah, I haven't had that problem yet.
No?
No, are you talking about birds or me?
The birds.
The birds, yeah.
What about the moles? I haven't heard about them lately.
All right. So, I was gone for a couple days.
Yeah.
They've built a whole city.
Have they really?
Yeah, a whole city and suburbs.
Wow. So here's the thing. Why don't you kind of make peace with them, bring them to Richland Center. They can help you with your Taco Bell tunnel.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
You would love to have those
there, boys, go.
Help yourself. So yesterday, I gassed them again.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I set off four gas bombs yesterday.
Wow.
Plus some peanuts for them. I gave them a little treat of little poison
peanuts.
You're
going to burn your house down.
That's all right. You know what? If the moles are gone, I don't care.
The house will be down to the basement, and the moles will be like, ee!
Yeah, and the mole houses will be bigger than my house. But they've made a colony.
Oh boy!
So I've put Chet's feeding seed. What is that called? Is it Marillet? Or I don't know what it's called, but it kills the grubs.
Uh huh. Yeah, that's what you need to do.
Yeah, and they do a pretty good job of getting the stuff that I need.
Huh.
But I like to overdo it,
Right,
They'll tell me, Henry, you only need about 50 pounds for your yard. All right, give me two bags. I'll take 100 pounds.
Give me 100.
Yeah, those.
Do I hear 200?
Yeah.
But they're bad in my yard, too, now. Mm-hmm. Always hour in the fall. I figure it's less I have to mow.
No. I just have little. I mowed yesterday after I did all this stuff.
Did you?
And then there's dust, there's dirt flying everywhere.
Yeah. Real good for your lawnmower blades.
Yeah.
It's just great for them. Yeah.
Well, you know, affordable sharpening can get them fixed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Good time to take them off.
Yeah. But I got all that power from Walser's, you know, from my mower.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm just trying to work everybody in.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then you can go get a scone at Christie's when you're done.
Oh, yeah. No, you're on a diet.
I said you, not me.
No, me. Oh, all right.
They are good, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Scones are good.
Uh-huh. Any other plugs you want to get in here before?
Yeah, Joanne's back.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Kind of sad.
Yesterday. You're just realizing it now?
It's the first time I saw her.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, she doesn't care. Mm. Hey, did you know a sealed copy of the 1996 Super Mario 64 video game sold at an auction in 2021 for $1.56 million?
I think that's true.
It is almost the cost of calling out a real plumber on Thanksgiving.
1990s. If only we'd have known.
Yeah.
I'd have went and bought one and then just put it away.
You know, speaking of a plumber on Christmas, I had to call one a couple years ago on Christmas.
On
did
Christmas?
You hear about this?
What'd you do?
I didn't do it, but again, I'm not married, so.
The moles?
No. Someone poured macaroni, uncooked or partially cooked macaroni down the garbage disposal.
Oh.
And then when it expanded.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You had macaroni salad in your drain.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Huh.
And actually Brian Jelinks, when I called, and he didn't, it wasn't that bad, but it was kind of more embarrassing than anything.
We had lots of problems until we got rid of the garbage disposal. And then
really?
Yeah. Just went to other means of getting rid of stuff.
So you don't have a garbage disposal?
Not anymore. No. Nope.
And it's probably better for you, isn't it?
Well, I haven't had any drain
issues. Yeah, that's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Older people are more susceptible to motion sickness within a virtual reality environment than any other age group.
I'm going to say that's not true.
That's how much a hanko it is. Whether in reality or in a virtual reality environment, older people are the least susceptible to motion sickness. Age does have its perks, Phil.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I have terrible motion sickness.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, I don't see how, because every time you rode with me, you've been sleeping.
Well, yeah, if you get your eyes closed, it's different.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Go to the county fair, though. If I stand there and watch the tilt the world, just standing on the ground watching it, be like, okay, got
to
go.
I do have to say, though, whenever you're sleeping, mm-hmm. you do know when there's a Hardy sign coming up. It's impressive how you do that. Enter Hardy's.
No. Don't pass the Hardy's.
Yeah, don't pass the Hardy's.
Affection on to me. It's you, man.
Oh, it is you.
Me?
Yeah, you like Hardee's too.
Well, I do, but I mean, you've driven 100 miles out of your way before just to find
maybe.
that might be one of the best fast food hamburgers.
Yeah, the Frisco burger, but get a double or get a two singles. That's all.
Yeah, right.
Here's something. Speaking
as soon
of,
as we get done, you're going to be off your diet.
here's something. You know what I eat?
Well, I saw what you ate yesterday.
Avocado, a tomato, and two eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So
looked actually it was really good.
Yeah.
I would have poured a bunch of ranch.
You told me that, hey, that looks good, Henry, but you need ranch.
You need to put a whole bunch of ranch on that. I'm leading you astray.
I love avocados.
I do too, actually. Yeah.
Hey, dung beetles, speaking of food.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Dung beetles are choosy about the poop they eat.
Really?
Just any old poop won't do.
I don't know. I'm going to say that's not true.
It's true, Phil.
It is true.
Yeah, old poopy doo. So.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Here we go. Between June of 2023 and September of 2023, there were no recorded births in all of Italy.
That can't be true.
It's not true. Do you believe that? There's one born every day in Italy.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So, in 2011, Ellen DeGeneres sold a lock of Justin Bieber's hair for $40,000.
Oh, that's got to be probably true.
It is true. Let's cut to the chase. Ellen sold the hair on eBay to raise money for her favorite charity, The Gentle Barn.
Oh, wow. The Beeb.
The Beeb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyway, any plans tonight?
I'm trying to think. Pretty much have stuff.
Probably work, don't you?
All day.
Yeah.
All day stuff.
No nap.
No nap today for Phil.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
Phil.
Keeping me hopping.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go back in my office. I'll close the door and I'll take a nap for you.
All right. That sounds good.
Is that all right? I'll let you know how it goes.
Pinch hit for me.
So how long is it they usually last?
My naps?
Yeah.
You know, I love about half hour or less.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me know in about a half hour.
All right. Sounds good.
Hey, buddy. Have a good day. Be kind.
That's Hanko.
When it comes to protecting your business, you deserve coverage that's thorough, reasonable, and backed by remarkable local service. At Julie Karen State Farm, we understand that every business is unique, so we offer a wide variety of policies to fit your needs. From small shops to family farms, contractors to offices, we're here to help safeguard what you've worked hard for. Business insurance with local service you can count on, because your success is our priority. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It is the end of summer sale at Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, now through September 30th. Get free basic carpet installation on select stock Mohawk carpets. Yes, you heard it right. Free installation. Spruce up your bedroom, refresh the living room, or warm up that basement floor with beautiful Mohawk carpet. Install for free from Badgerland Flooring. Call 608-649-3567. Stop in or visit Facebook or online at badgerlandflooring.com. Badgerland Flooring, your home, your style, your floor.
At WCCU Credit Union, we're not just a great place to bank, we're a fantastic place to work. With our Life Comes First philosophy, full-time benefits include 10 paid federal holidays, vacation, sick time, personal, parental, and bereavement leave, health, dental, life, and long-term disability insurance, a pre-tax flex plan, and a 401k retirement program with a more than generous match. Prorated benefits for part-time, too. And hourly staff enjoy Saturday bonus pay. With 12 branches, we have 220-plus employees working together to serve over 41,000 members. Come join our growing team. For current opportunities, visit us at wccu.coop. WCCU is an equal opportunity employer.
Helping you feel.
This day in history, 1957, the Los Angeles-bound Brooklyn Dodgers played their last game at Ebbets Field. 1968, the TV news magazine 60 Minutes premiered on CBS. It's been one of the most highest-rated shows over the years, usually in the top 10 every year. 1988, Jackie Joyner-Kersee won gold and set a world record in the women's heptathlon at the Summer Olympics in Seoul, Korea. So notes on today, the 24th of September. Upcoming birthdays and anniversaries will be sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
For years, you've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday, Kiera Geist, who was 21 yesterday. Belated wish from Grandma and Grandpa Olson. To Becky Dahlberg from Riker, Ridge, Jackie, and Ben. Happy belated to Brenda Cup. Hope you had a great day from Mel and Linda. Sarah Kinney from St. Mary's School. Happy birthday. And Adeline Schneider celebrates at St. Mary today. Happy birthday to Brody Sturba from Five Points Lutheran Church. Diana Till from Park Street Christian Church. Happy birthday to F.J. McCarthy, Finian James from Great Papa Stripes and Great Nana Daisy. To Barb Stillwell from Stacy, Kip, Claire, Bailey, and Mackenzie. Happy birthday, Dave, Pa, Jelenic. We hope you have a great day from Brian, Rachel, Emma, and Rachel. Have a great day to David Jelenic from Mars, Brian, Rachel, Emma, Easton, Kevin, Aaron, Hayden, Evelyn, Mason, Eleanor, Declan, along with Reagan, Clayton, Eliza, Mark, Deanna, and Carter. Have a great day today from the fan club. Happy birthday to a wonderful mom, mother-in-law, and Grammy, Sarah Kinney. We hope you win at cards today. Enjoy your day and your year ahead. Lots of love, Rachel, Brian, and Emma and Easton. Happy birthday wishes for Becky Dahlberg from Shy Guy, Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions today, saluting Sarah Kinney, Mike Thomas, Marilyn Kesenick, along with Ella Hensley, Kevin Drone, and Brad Bird. Bloom City Town Crier salutes Brooklyn Babel and Tina Rundle. Happy birthday today from the Richland Center United Methodist Church. It's actually an anniversary. To Jean and Shirley Wanless, happy anniversary today. To Finian McCarthy from the Richland Center Lions. Also to Dave Jelenic, happy anniversary, John and Debbie Geisler. To Joshua and Tanya Manning and Daniel Bradford and Rachel Huck today. Happy anniversary to Nick and Michelle Strait from Five Points Lutheran Church.
Did you just hear your loved one's name on the birthday and anniversary list? Or maybe it was your name on that list and you want to spoil yourself today. This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and I'm in the business of making birthdays and anniversaries just a little bit better. Besides our regular inventory of awesome and up-to-date jewelry and gifts that we're known for, don't forget our really cool collection of state jewelry for sale. Whether you want an antique piece that might be a Victorian or Art Deco, or you'd like mid-century groovy jewelry. Maybe you just like modern jewelry that's pre-owned. Hundreds of pieces that we have either restored, repolished, or repurposed for your unique taste. And if you have old jewelry you don't want, we buy jewelry every day. Gold tested with X-ray and cash paid. J.G. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Well, it's about time. Time for a blind date. That's right, a blind date with Steve, Bailey Paint and Decorating's blind man. Steve takes the stress out of fitting new window treatments by handling all the measuring and installation. Whether it's cellular, pleated, roller, or solar blinds, new window treatments will give your home a fresh look. And for a limited time, receive a free cordless lift upgrade on select Graber shades. Make a blind date today. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
Right on the banks of the Wisconsin River, there is a spot where friends gather, families celebrate, and the food always hits the spot. Wisconsin Riverside Resort Bar and Grill, S13220 Shiflett Road in Spring Green. Open daily at 11 a.m. through mid-November, then 6 days a week all winter long. Every Friday, enjoy their year-round fish fry and $3 old-fashions. Wisconsin Riverside Resort Bar and Grill, your place on the river. Joanne has the news coming up right around the bend today. We're at 55 in Richland Center. Here is the Zach Brown Band.
Every morning when you come downstairs, hair's a mess, but I don't care. No makeup on, shining so bright. My old sweatshirt never fits so right. Dancing around to the radio, humming the words that you don't know, cause I'm finding an angel off my list. Thinking that it don't get no better than this.
You make loving you easy. You make loving you all I wanna do. Every little smile, every single touch reminds me just how much it all makes loving. Around me late at night, pillow talk by candlelight. Gonna slow this down and make it last. The best things fly by so fast.
You make loving you easy.
You make love.
This is Phil Nee, hoping you have a wonderful day in Southwest Wisconsin. Thanks for starting it here with WRCO. Once again, the word to text in this morning is morning. So get that done through the Civic Media app or 608-647-4155. Have a great Wednesday.
At Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we know home isn't built in a day. It's built in the little moments, movie nights, family dinners, and mornings at the cabin. That's why we're more than just a furniture store. We're your hometown partners for every room, every home, every season of life. From durable everyday pieces to stylish designs for your getaway, you'll find trusted brands, personalized service, and small-town care you can count on. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where small-town trust meets big-city style. Visit us today in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a foggy 55 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed Seed and Such. Partly cloudy and mild today, a high of 72. Tonight, partly cloudy. Fog patches are possible late with a low of 50. In Richland Center, it is a foggy 55 degrees.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisory Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Grand County Sheriff's Office has identified Cheyenne Malone, 53, of rural Muscadet, as the decedent involved in the investigation in the town of Muscadet on September 10th. An autopsy was conducted at UW Hospital in Madison on September 12th. No further information is being released at this time, pending additional investigation and results from the autopsy. The Sheriff's Office is still asking anyone with information to contact them at 608-723-2157. Wisconsin's 7th District, Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany's entry into the race for Wisconsin governor has been widely expected, and he's made it official. Tiffany broke the news on a Milwaukee radio station Tuesday afternoon and released a statement and campaign launch video a short time later. Tiffany called running for governor a great challenge and great opportunity, and said he believes he has the best opportunity for Republicans to win after two terms of Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Tiffany also has a campaign event in his district scheduled for this evening in Wausau. Tiffany has sent the seat representing much of northern Wisconsin since winning a 2020 special election to succeed Sean Duffy. Prior to that, he served one term in the state assembly and two terms in the state senate and served on the Budget Writing Joint Committee on Finance. He joins Republican candidates, including Washington County Executive Josh Showman and Milwaukee area business owner Bill Berrien. Several Democrats have entered the race as well. Partisan primaries are next August. At the Capitol, Assembly Republicans are planning to introduce a swath of changes to Wisconsin elections. Assembly Elections Committee Vice Chair Scott Krug tells WISN's Up Front he hopes the package will be able to make it through the legislature. The bill would allow for early counts of absentee ballots, but would replace restrictions on drop boxes, including 24/7 surveillance streamed online and requiring law enforcement to be present when ballots are moved. The bill would also make it a fine for election workers to correct information on an absentee ballot. Republican lawmakers seek to close a legal loophole allowing sale of hemp-derived THC products. Numerous businesses have sprouted in Madison and elsewhere, offering sale of legal hemp-derived THC products like Delta 8 and Delta 10. Hemp in the same plant family as marijuana is not considered a controlled substance if the THC concentration is less than 0.3%. The bill would add hemp to the definition of THC and would specify that only hemp grown for industrial or research purposes qualifies as industrial hemp. The authors cite last October's accidental Delta 9 THC oil contamination at a Dane County pizza parlor, in which dozens of people sought medical attention, as an example of why the law change is needed. Wisconsinites impacted by severe storms, damaging winds, and flooding, help is available with deadlines pushed back from the IRS. Meteorologist Brittany Merlo explains.
The Internal Revenue Service, IRS, announced that tax relief for people and businesses in areas of the state affected by storms now have until February 2nd to file federal, individual, and business tax returns.
The benefit for taxpayers is it lets them focus on recovering from the emergency and not worrying about filing their taxes by the deadline of October 15th or making their payroll tax deposit.
That's Stacey Engel from the Internal Revenue Service. Following the disaster declaration issued by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, homes or businesses in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties qualify for this relief.
Call the 866-562-5227 and request the tax relief. Otherwise, our system is automatically updated with anybody that falls into those three counties.
All relief workers affiliated with a recognized government or philanthropic organization assisting in the relief efforts in the covered disaster area qualify. Also, anyone that visited the disaster area and was injured as a result can also get relief.
An extension of time to file generally is not an extension of time to pay. So even though they're extending this, if they had a balance due April 15th, penalties and interest still may accrue. However, they do have the right to request those to be removed.
For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Several Wisconsin county sheriffs are being sued by the ACLU of Wisconsin for cooperating with ICE. Isabella Nieto reports.
The ACLU of Wisconsin announced last week that it has filed a petition on behalf of immigrant rights group Voces de la Frontera. According to a statement, the group is asking the state Supreme Court to make it illegal for Wisconsin jails to honor voluntary requests from ICE to hold individuals for an additional 48 hours after they should have been released. This additional hold allows ICE to take custody of and deport them. If the lawsuit is successful, Wisconsin local and state law enforcement would not be able to hold anyone in jail beyond their release dates. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
The lawsuit includes Sauk County Sheriff Chip Meister. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a structure fire on U.S. Highway 14 near County Road H in the township of Arena last night around 5:45. Arena Fire Department, along with Arena EMS, were dispatched to the location with auto aid requested from Spring Green Fire Department, Spring Green EMS, and Mays O'Maney Fire Department. Assisting at the scene was Iowa County Sheriff's deputies. The fire was extinguished and Red Cross was requested for assistance. No injuries were reported as a result of the fire. This week is homecoming week in the River Valley School District. This year's theme is Rio de Janeiro. From spirited dress-up days to exciting sporting events and community celebrations, there's something for everyone. Tomorrow night will feature the girls' volleyball teams facing Platteville starting at 4:45. The boys' soccer teams will take on Platteville beginning at 5. Then at 8 will be the homecoming pep rally at the junior high high school. Lauren Glassbrenner is the River Valley District Administrator.
It's amazing to me the amount of people from the community that flood that high school gymnasium and really make that a community celebration. So what I love about homecoming in River Valley is it's not just about the school. It's about all of us in our community coming together. And there's a lot of people that have graduated from elementaries or even the high schools at Arena, Plain, Lone Rock, Spring Green, and they're all coming together on this day to celebrate what it is to be a Blackhawk. And so it feels really good. And so that pep rally is just a great time for everybody to come together to cheer on school pride and to have fun.
Friday's events start in the morning with the school fair at 8. At the fair, there will be many activities for all ages to enjoy, including games. Grady Graham is the student advisor for the FFA.
This year, I'm still staying true to the idea of
having everyone involved, whether that be you're in third grade or if you're someone's parent. We're going to do a bags tournament this year. I know that's a pretty popular thing. We're still going to have the pedal pull going. We're going to have gravity wagon basketball once again. And maybe we're going to throw a Gaga ball out for over at the middle school. We've got a Gaga ball pit.
For those who do not know what Gaga ball is, Grady explains.
Gaga ball is in like an octagon shaped pit, and you can have as many people as you want. You all start on the walls of the octagon, and someone will throw the ball into the middle, and they'll go Gaga ball, and everyone will run into the middle, and you can only use the palm of your hand, or you can backhand it too. But if the ball hits your foot up to your ankle, you're out of the game. If it hits you up, and let's say someone hits a stray ball into your chest, you're still in. It also depends on what rules you're playing with, but it's a fun game. You just hop out of the circle once you're done, and then the winner stays in the whole time. You go down until there's two people left. It's a pretty good show to watch two people battle it out, and you're jumping over the ball, and yeah, it's a fun time.
There will be a livestock auction at noon. The homecoming parade steps off in downtown Spring Green at 3, and then River Valley battles Richland Center in the homecoming football game at 7. Homecoming week wraps up on Saturday night with the homecoming dance at 7. More information about River Valley Homecoming Week can be found on the school's website at rvschools.org. Richland Center City Utilities Water Department continues to flush water mains this week, beginning each morning at 7:30. Today's schedule includes Court to 3rd Street. Today's schedule includes 4th to 9th Streets and Congress to Cedar Street on the east end. Tomorrow includes Court to 3rd Street, Congress to Cedar Street, and Schmidt Street on the east end. Flushing will continue through October 3rd. During the flushing, the entire water system, not just the day's covered flushing zones, may experience rusty or cloudy water and may have reduced water pressure. The water is safe to drink, but could discolor clothes washing. Storms or other unexpected circumstances may extend or postpone flushing times or days. Motorists are being advised that Thursday there will be a street closure in Richland Center. Thursday from 6 to 4, East Kinder Street from south to Ira E Street and south Larson Street from East Hazeltine to East Burton will be closed to traffic due to a home placement by crane. Additionally, there will be no parking allowed on West Kinder, East Kinder, and South Larson Streets in the posted sections. Please plan ahead, move your vehicles, and follow posted detours.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Today is Wednesday, September 24th. James H. Ault, 86 of Spring Green, died September 10th at home. A funeral mass will be held this morning at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will be in the church cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Plain American Legion Post 398. Friends may call at the church this morning from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a charity of choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for James H. Ault, 86 of Spring Green. Eric Coe, 80 of Richland Center, died September 16th. Graveside services will be held Friday at 1 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Eric Coe, 80 of Richland Center. Tina M. Morava, 61 of Richland Center, died Friday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1 at events at Castle Rock, Muscadet. Everyone is welcome to bring a dish to pass. All floral arrangements can be sent to events at Castle Rock. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Tina M. Morava, 61 of Richland Center. Jean Maureen Welsh, 65 of Boaz, died August 12th at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 to 4 at the Boaz Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Jean Maureen Welsh, 65 of Boaz. Nancy L. Phillips, 84, of Richland Center, died Saturday. There will be no formal funeral services. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Nancy L. Phillips, 84, of Richland Center.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. According to our affiliate in Dallas, WFAA, three people have been wounded at an ICE office. Police are searching for a possible sniper or several shooters. Sources say one person was found shot on the roof of a nearby immigration attorney's office, but there aren't any more details available right now. Jimmy Kimmel back on the airwaves last night after being suspended by ABC parent company Disney following comments Kimmel made about the person who may have killed Charlie Kirk.
Before Kimmel's return, Disney ABC saying it suspended the show to avoid further inflaming a